Greetings, everyone. I'm James Gillen, your host, and this is As You Wish Talk Radio and eSETI Stargate on Rumble, all the other channels out there, X, Truth Social, everything. We're all over the place. So anyway, it's pretty, if you just type in eSETI Stargate or eSETI.org is our website, you'll be able to find whatever you're looking for. And basically all I can say at the beginning of this show is, oh my God, we always thought that the only things that were certain were death and taxes, and now taxes aren't certain, and I think when the med beds come out, death isn't going to be certain either. So everything is changing, and something we've all suspected and now know to be true is our government is one big slush fund for corporate, corrupt politicians, their spouses, relatives, bureaucrats, all doing the bidding of the global elite, not we the people. And that is all coming out. So, and let's show that picture of Hillary's daughter with 84 million. Thank you, taxpayers. All right, Trump, Elon Musk, and their dream team are exposing all of it. And it's promises made, promises kept. He's the first guy, politician I know of, that went into office that kept all of his promises, and he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do. He said he's going to drain the swamp and put an end to the deep state. And the only people that are upset with that are the deep state and their corrupt politicians. So that's what you're seeing going on here. So anyway, he was voted in with a mandate from the American people to clean up the corruption and drain the swamp. I mean, a spinning blind man shooting randomly would hit the target every time if he was shooting at corruption. That's how bad it is. And so I think rather than exposing all the corruption, let's try to find something that isn't corrupt. It would save us a lot of time. But what's grown to be not billions, but trillions of graft and waste, and that's all being exposed, cut, and coming to an end. And it looks like we're getting our country back, and eventually we're going to get the whole world back. So, we are aligning with universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. It's universal law. It's happening here in the United States, and then it's going to go global. So, it's already happening. It's already happening globally. It's being set up. So, anyway, with all that spending cuts and everything, I guess my non-binary transgender underwater basket weaving class is canceled. And so much for my government-sponsored sex change and raising my kids to be furries and sitting them watching gay Sesame Street. I guess we're not going to be able to do that. And what a shame, But anyway, meanwhile, those who are the most guilty are screaming the loudest, saying our democracy is being threatened by revealing all the corruption, bringing more lawfare to the table. They're pulling out biased Democrat judges, some of which have relatives directly profiting or capitalizing on these bogus money laundering schemes. And all they have left to slow down, the great revealing of their monumental corruption is these Democratic judges. And they aren't gonna, it's like by the time they take action, the Trump team are already 4 steps ahead of them. So as soon as you go, oh my God, look what they did. They found this and this. They've already taken 3 steps ahead. And so there's no way they're going to stop this anyway. So Trump and Elon address this issue eloquently. And you don't have a democracy when there's a corrupt oligarchy of narcissists with a sense of entitlement, zero integrity, and moral compass controlling the cookie jar. This is not their cookie jar. It's the cookie jar of we the people. I'm trying to explain this in real simple terms for some of the woke people. Not their cookie jar. Who fills the cookie jar? We the people fill the cookie jar. Not your money, not your cookie jar. So anyway, no fill cookie jar, no hand in cookie jar. Real simple. I don't know how much more simpler I can make it, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, so, by the way, notice how most politicians will not admit we are a republic, not a mob-ruled social engineered democracy. They always say we have to save our democracy. Well, this democracy they're trying to save is it's a social engineered mob-ruled democracy. They've got their woke and their Antifa and their Black Lives Matters and all these things. Those are all social engineering projects, and that's what they're bringing to the table. And basically, in a republic, everyone is king. Every woman is queen. We choose. That's what the Constitution is all about: returning the power to the people, not giving it to mob rule and these socially engineered things they call a democracy. And no matter what you say, it's all on paper. It's been signed off. We are a republic. We've always been a republic. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And, all these rules and regulations don't align with the Constitution. Most of them don't. They're not law. Only Congress can make law. So, anyway, there's a lot to that story. You have to really research that. And as we said earlier, back as far as the 80s, all agencies will go against their mandates. They'll become weaponized and corrupted. The Justice Department, the Department of Offense, governed by the military-industrial complex with corrupt politicians in their back pocket, the WHO, the CDC, the AMA, all doing the bidding of big pharma and billionaire eugenicists, the WEF with their depopulation programs. I mean, that's who these people are serving. They have nothing to do with the people. As a matter of fact, they are kind of the Satan's dream team, you might say. So anyway, the FDA, as well as giving toxic food a pass while coming down on everything natural. I mean, raw milk, according to them, is more deadly than fentanyl. And how could chemtrails exist, aka geoengineering, a toxic soup dumped on the people, poisoning the air, water, and the land, if there's actually agencies protecting the people? Now, with RFK now confirmed, this is all coming to a close. Pam Bondi has wasted no time in suing and bringing real justice to this table. And I suspect when she's done, quite a few politicians will be forced to retire. Tulsi and Pete have the border secured and the walls going up in record time, the child, drug, and sex trafficking, something most Democrats wholeheartedly endorse, is also rapidly diminishing. So the big question is, and this is for the Democrats and the rhinos, is they can't answer this question: why are you against stopping child sex and drug trafficking? I mean, give us a reason. I mean, I'm still waiting to hear the answer to that. Why are you all for what the 350,000 missing kids? Why aren't you screaming about that? Where are our children? Where are these children that were illegally brought across the border and pretty much sold off and dispersed to anybody who wants one? Where are they? They can't come up with that answer. We are going to find out what the answer is, and again, a lot of people are going to be exposed for what they're doing. The other question is, why are you covering up for Epstein and Diddy? Why are you so afraid of the Epstein files to come out and the Diddy files, and who's who is involved, everything? The answer is obvious. Why, for any logical mind, which brings us up to the prediction back in the 80s, these morally and integrally corrupt leaders will lose their minds, unwittingly spill the beans on themselves, and start dropping like flies. There's a universal law: you cannot take from another or keep what is not yours. All ill-gotten gain has consequences. Turtle Man, Mitch McConnell, and Pelosi are good examples and poster people for term limits. Cash Patel's confirmation is the last key, but special prosecutors can also bring about justice. And either way, I think it's going to come one way or the other. Let's play the latest Maxine's video and the Democratic chants. And then we'll follow that by this beautiful Black woman and what she has to say. It's amazing.
People of this country are being violated because all of our privacy is being taken up by Elon Musk and Trump, and we don't know what all they have on us. We don't know what all they have on us.
I'm going to stand with you in this fight, and we will win.
We will win.
We will win. We will win. We will win. We will win. We won't rest. We won't rest. We won't rest. We won't rest. Thank you, everybody.
Peter Schumer.
Thank you, Leader Schumer.
Oh, really? Y'all talk about taking what to the streets? I hear you Democrat politicians talking about taking something to the street. We got to use violence. Oh, yeah? Y'all want to smoke? Well, come on out to the street, because there's a whole bunch of angry taxpayers, baby. And I don't think you got enough bodyguards for us, honey. So you watch what you say. And now y'all want to sing civil rights songs? What side are you on? What side are you on? Really? We ain't on your damn side. We on God's side. Because y'all the devil. Y'all the devil. And how dare y'all talk about violence? The party of love and happiness. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Bring it to the streets. Come on, I dare you. Bring it to the streets. Let's see what happens when you bring it to the streets. Hell out of here. Y'all look like a bunch of damn fools. Shut your ass up.
Okay, now it looks like Big Balls, Mega Balls, and company have turned their attention on the biggest terrorists on the planet, the IRS, the Brute Squad for the international banksters, known as the Federal Reserve, both of which are not federal at all. What politicians with integrity like Ron Paul and Ronald Reagan have been trying for years to do is audit, you know, the Federal Reserve, the IRS, and Fort Knox, and it's finally going to happen. So, you know, they're probably gold-plating lead as fast as they can to cover for the theft of America's gold by foreign oligarchs. You know, Goldfinger was actually a documentary and a warning, and you're going to find out more about this soon. But according to Ronald Reagan, none of your taxes actually go to serving the people, only endless borrowing, creating an exponentially growing burden on the American people. So a child born today is under a $300,000 debt, you know, as soon as they take their first breath. Okay, cha-ching, $300,000. And you're going to figure out how to pay this off. Anyway, the highest studies claim 6% of the tax revenues are used to help Americans. So where does the 94% go? Certainly not back to the people. So FEMA's also ignored hurricane and flood victims in America and used the funds earmarked for national disasters to feed, house, and give illegal aliens funds to start new businesses, buy autos, everything. I mean, nobody gave me any funds to start a business, you know, or buy a brand new car and everything else. Come on. You know, sometimes there's a little hard work involved in that. They're also told to ignore Trump supporters concerning much needed aid, you know, and the hurricane victims and flood victims and all the other problems that were going on. So most Democrats see nothing wrong with this or any of their oxymoronic behavior. It's like, you can't have a logical discussion with them. When you have somebody that's a narcissist and they have a sense of entitlement, you can't have a discussion with them, because in their world, what they're doing is totally normal. It's okay. It doesn't matter if it's harming others or at the expense of others, or if it's an oxymoron or doing exactly the opposite of what that money was earmarked to do. That doesn't matter, as long as they got their chunk out of it, and as long as they're getting to do their thing paid for by other people's money, you know, they don't care. There's no compassion there. There's no, I mean, how, if there's any compassion there, how could they go and see, I mean, how could they accept 350,000 missing children? I mean, what kind of a person would be okay with that? I watched Adam Schiff say, that's not okay. Is that okay? Is anything okay with this? Well, I got a lot of that's not okays for you, buddy. And his not so okays is coming back to haunt him. So his deepest, darkest secrets are going to come out and people are going to be shocked. So this is just beginning for him. Just pretty much he's toast, basically. So anyway, I can't wait for Trump's dream team to fully assemble, you know, all positions filled and move forward. Most are already on the move. It's going to be, you know, the real Super Bowl and Valentine's Day massacre of the deep state when this is all done. So in all their arrogance and narcissism, these corrupt bureaucrats actually believe they are exempt from the law of karma. These elites actually believe if they inform you of their theft and genocide, it lets them off the hook. Newsflash, karma follows the deed. So The scales always balance. So it doesn't matter if you have a sense of entitlement, if you have this narcissistic attitude towards life, and that everybody else is supposed to serve you or take care of you, and you can totally, eat the whole pie and leave a little sliver to the beggar kid somewhere else, and you're okay with that. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable when you look at this, that, people who do have some kind of, integrity and moral integrity and things like that, look at this and go, oh my God, I'm not paying for this. I'm not paying for child mutilation. I saw this meme the other day, and he said, look, the parents that cut the peckers off their kids are now saying Elon Musk is going too far, And that's what I was saying. From their reference point, they need to look at their own deeds and their own, what they've gone way too far. I mean, they've gone off planet with that one. That's something from another realm, another demonic realm. And for them to say somebody else has gone too far, seriously, I go, I don't know. I'll talk more about that later, but what we are seeing now is the karmic consequences, the boomerang effect, the great reveal where no lock should be left unturned, and all the iniquities will be shouted from the rooftops effect. We've heard this before. We've been told this over and over again. It's I don't know how long we're going to keep doing this. It's crazy. So here's a good one. Aluna Patricia Yachtin, I hope I'm saying that right, just placed in charge of the Government Secrets Committee. UFOs, UAPs, the Kennedy assassination, a few other things. And I want to add to that Admiral Byrd's diary and the greater family of man, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders assisting in the planetary liberation, the awakening and healing of humanity, the Earth. Let's put that on the docket too. I think people need to know they have a choice, that they can, we have been working with some very dark beings, and aspects within our government and our military have gone into contracts and things for technology, so they'd be one up, on the bad guys or whatever. There's a lot of reasons for doing that, but we've made some deals with some very nasty beings, and that's all coming to an end, and they're being kicked off the planet right now. And so maybe it's a good idea to make some deals with the benevolent beings, these totally loving, joyous, masterful beings. They're coming from the Pleiades, they're coming from the Orion Council of Light, they're coming from the Arcturian system, the Lyrian system. There's Lyrians, Arcturians, there's Andromedans. I mean, I can go on and on, that are beyond. I mean, we would see them as gods or angels, basically. These beings are so powerful. But I mean, that's what we need to be aligning with, not with these freaking grays and reptiles, And I'm not saying all reptiles and all grays are bad. There's hybrids, and there's some that are just little robots doing work down here. But I really think we need, in the interest of national security and in the interest of the people, humanity and the Earth, we need to start aligning with the benevolent ones, because they have their environments in order. They all operate under universal law. And there's more to the story. I was having a talk with a person the other day, and they're very staunch, different religions. When you talk to them, they have their own prophet and they have their own God. And they think their prophet and their God is it, and everybody else is delusional or working with the devil or dark spirits or whatever. So how do you bring universal peace into the arena? How do you do it? I mean, Trump's doing it. I don't know how he's doing it, but mainly he's just saying, look, we can all live, under universal law. We can always live peacefully and abundantly. We can solve all these problems if we stop the division game. And that's what he's doing. And he's saying, hey, let's bring in the golden age. Let's do it. A lot of people are upset with that. Why? Because they like the age of division, because they thrive on division. So, anyway, They have the elite and then they have the poor, and they love these hierarchies, and they don't want to change. Well, there's no reason why everybody can't live a thoroughly loving, joyous, abundant life. We have everything we need down here. We just have to get rid of the people that are stopping it, the controllers. And we all know who they are. So anyway, we did send her a copy of the Self-Mastery Ambassador Training DVD. You can all get that if you really want to know what's going on and what's happening throughout the dimensions, both the lower dimensions and the higher dimensions, and in between. We sent her a copy of UFOs, The Origin of Man and Religion, again, along with the Self-Mastery Ambassador Training DVD. If you got those two things, you would know more than anybody. You'd be the wisest person on the planet. You would know more than 99.9% of the other people. And we need to know. We need to realize that we are multidimensional beings and we exist on a vibrational continuum. And there are other multidimensional beings out there, and they're affecting us, both good and some negative. And they're affecting our higher bodies and our spiritual bodies. So, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened. And just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. So we have to make our own personal connection with Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it, and learn the tools to keep that energy clear, keep your fields clear, and learn how to heal and clear unseen negative influences and move them out of your space. That's imperative right now. There's a lot of Navy SEALs and people on, I mean, they're in the they're going into the deepest, deepest, darkest tunnels and things like that. And I was told by some of them, they go, "Yeah, we've read your stuff. We've read your books. We use your tools to keep us, keep the energy clear, keep us alert, awake, shielded, things like that." Because this is a spiritual war going on. It's not just kinetic. It's not just physical. There's more to it than that. So, and we have beautiful beings that have our backs if we ask, and so whether you call on Jesus or Buddha or Babaji or these highly evolved beings, gods and goddesses, that's whatever, that's your gig, whatever you want to do. But the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse, it's neither male nor female. It doesn't really have a name, and it's just pure consciousness and energy. It's the one consciousness. It's the unified field in which we all exist. And our religions are a piece of that. We all have a piece of that field, but we think it's the whole field, but it's not. And so the only way you're going to really understand that with me, I've had a couple NDEs and several white light experiences where I've gone to these planes and dimensions, and I know who resides on them. And I know who the good guys are and who the not so good guys are. And so we can't take the Pollyanna approach and think that everything is love and joy and bliss on the highest levels. It pretty much is. But there are lower levels that that's not the case. So again, being enlightened means to be in knowledge of both sides of the coin. You got to know, the dark side, the light side, and the gray side in between. You can't just deny one doesn't exist. And if you experience the other one, or then you're not spiritual. I love that one. You're not very spiritual. You have dark experiences. Well, the more light you generate, the more dark comes to mess with you. So it just comes with, on the path to enlightenment. That's what happens. So anyway, just a heads up, many of the people that will be coming to her, unfortunately, are the same people involved with the controlled narrative, the planned opposition, and so-called experts who are the very reason why disclosure movement has failed over and over for 80 years. Corruption in ufology is no different than political corruption. Einstein said it best, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, is a form of insanity. So I think Aluna will see through a lot of this nonsense, and as long as she stays in the heart, she'll use discernment and figure this out. But just a little heads up, a lot of the main players in the field of ufology are a controlled narrative, and they don't have contact with the higher dimensional beings. They don't, they've heard rumors of them, but they haven't risen to the occasion. They don't have the frequency to actually connect with these higher beings. And so to them, they're ghosts. So they don't, you know, they have made a lot of agreements with some other beings that aren't so benevolent. So a little heads up there. It's not what we think. We have to use major discernment and drop in the heart. And if it doesn't feel right, it probably isn't, you know, but anyway, more on the news. The Durham report finally dropped. Russian collusion was actually collusion between Hillary Clinton, top officials in the FBI, CIA, and other high-ranking Democrats, along with the corrupt social media. The Russian P tapes on prostitutes was a fabrication funded by Hillary. The phone call to the Ukraine, you know, Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation. All of this was orchestrated, full of lies and deceptions. And this opened the door to spying on Trump and Crossfire Hurricane and all the unlawful attempts to take down Trump. So the other lawfare with bogus charges, undeniable election tampering will also unravel. And with most of these people, likely, you know, those involved are they're already facing serious consequences. Most of them are going to be disbarred at minimum and maybe jailed, you know, so Letitia, Jack, and Fannie all have their fannies in hot water right now. So wait till it all comes out. They were colluding with the White House and Soros and some other major funders. So that's all going to come out. Now, with the U.S. aid, and it's not aid. It actually stands for something else, but with these revelations, millions are spent to take down Trump, fund the corrupt legacy media, and other DEI programs, some so ridiculous, including funding terrorists. And there's no other conclusion that taxpayers' money was used with kickbacks to the Democrat and Rhino Club, the club we're not in, according to George Carlin. So the cat's out of the bag, and there's more cats being released daily, maybe hourly, and it's hard to keep up with all of it. But it's like every day. I mean, I'm busy. I have farms to run and things like that. I'm out working on the farm. I'm picking coffee and processing it and building and things like that. And I come in and I try to catch up on the news. And all I can say is, oh, my God, every time I turn stuff on to see what's going down, I just said, wow. You know, first of all, the stuff I talked about 80 years ago is finally happening. And it needs to happen. And the old guard cannot maintain itself. If according to all the prophecies, even the Native American prophecies, the beast is going to consume itself. It's not sustainable. And the beast is the deep state and this global elite that's gone off track. The billionaire eugenicists, all of them, they're all going to either remove themselves or be removed one way or another. Their karma, you know, they have this belief system that if they tell you what they're going to do and you go along with it and you don't fight it or you don't call it out, that it's okay. There's no karma there. But again, you know, karma follows the deed. It doesn't matter. You think God is stupid? You know, you think these higher dimensional beings that you've fooled them, that's your ego. You haven't even fooled your own soul, which you're not in touch with. But, you know, you make up these belief systems and they don't align with universal law. There is action reaction, you know, and there's no way of getting around it. You know, as you sow, so shall you reap. It's very simple. It's not rocket science. And so there's a lot of karma coming home to roost with these people. And the great reveal is, again, everything is being exposed. So, you know, it's going to be crazy. But anyway, I also wonder how much money was used to prop up the bogus failed disclosure movement, you know, keeping the posers, planned opposition and shills in the game, censoring in some cases with deadly force contactees and researchers that stepped outside of their controlled narrative. You know, if you really want to know what's going on, you want to look behind the scenes and that voice in the distance, you might say, a smaller voice. And and they know what's going on, but they can't tell what's going on because they get shut out of the, they're off the circuit. They can't, nobody's going to work with these people. Ancient Aliens, all these people, History Channel, all these people are not going to work with these people. There's other names like, sounds like Maya and things like that. They are not going to have the people that are coming from a high level of integrity, or the people that are authentic and things like that. They'll give you partial truths and a percentage of truth, and then they have their spin on it. And I think it was Marina, I forget her last name. I've had her on my show before, but I saw Linda Moulton Howe interviewing her, and she gave an incredible interview. And you can check out that. I guess you Google Linda Moulton Howe and Marina. God, I forget her last name. I'll have to remember her last name. I think I know what it is, but I'll probably say it wrong, so I'm not gonna. But and there's some other ones out there that are giving great information, but you can see them trying to twist it at the end. So it's kind of like, she's talking about Jesus and Buddha and the avatars and everything else. And then she puts Joseph Smith in there, the head of the Mormon Church, I believe. And he wasn't really an avatar. I hate to say it. You can't really put him in the same class, but she kept putting him in there over and over again. Well, that's her programming. And I don't know why she's doing that, or what she owes her allegiance to there, but it's pretty obvious. And it keeps pulling things outside the box and steers them in a different direction. And so basically, you'll find the spin. You got to watch the spin. And these people are going to tell you, I mean, they'll tell you like 80% truth and then 20% spin. Sometimes they go up to 90% and 10% spin. They're trying to install Lucifer as the true one true God, on some. And I mean, you can go look it up. You can look it up. That's why David Wilcox quit, his group he was working with, which we won't mention their name. But and David also, I mean, David and Corey Good both said we're done, because they were taking things with their spin in a direction they didn't want to be a part of. So anyway, you're going to see a lot of this. Got a little mosquito action here. But you got to use discernment and watch for the spin at the end. And so even with this new disclosure thing, a lot of these people, and I think I feel good about some of them that are coming out with what they know, and they're trying to prove that UFOs are real and UFOs do exist, and there are contracts with some not so benevolent ones that our government has been working with, and things like that. I mean, that's a level of knowledge, but it's still inside the controlled narrative. And if you want to step out of that, you got to go into the spiritually and technologically advanced beings, the benevolent ones, that, and the only way you're going to really connect with them and understand them is you have to rise to the occasion. And so you got to let go, you got to step out of that controlled narrative box and step up a notch. And so we're never going to have disclosure. If we are going to have disclosure, it's going to be a real low level disclosure. It's not going to cover the multidimensional. They might cover a little bit in the lower fourth dimension, but that's about it. And so we want to go beyond that, because when you get into the high fourth dimension, and basically you really want to work with the fifth, sixth, and seventh, up to 13th dimensional beings, those are the beings you want to work with. And they've already gone through everything. They're at the right hand. They're on the highest levels of that unified field that most enlightened people call, God, Creator, Great Spirit. It's again, it's not a male, it's not a female, it doesn't have a name, and people would be upset about that. But when this is all intellectual ping pong, this other stuff, it's through the heart. You feel. You know when you're connected to these masters, and you know when you're connected to a master on the fifth, sixth, or seventh dimensional being. levels. And you also know when you're working with if you're sensitive and you've developed your inner sensitivity, you're also going to know when you're working with lower level beings, because you'll feel their energy too, and you go, wow, this doesn't feel right. Something's off here. If they go outside of universal law and then they start pushing you like you're the chosen one, and they start dividing and separating, because there's no divisions in God or creator or great spirit. It's the all that is, the absolute. Again, the one consciousness, the unified field in which we all reside. So when they start dividing you into names and images and you're special and things like that, and I've seen that. I've had people do that with me and everything, and I just kind of said, I'm not special. Like, everybody's special. It doesn't work that way. Everybody is an expression of the source, the one God. Everything here is a diverse expression of the one God, and we're given free will, and some of us are really abusing that and taking the downward spiral in evolution. And that's okay, because karma is going to put them back on track. And if it takes 10,000 lifetimes, that's what they've chosen. I'd rather go a little quicker myself. But anyway, you got to be really careful when you get into these fields of spiritual and ufology, because again, not everything out there is benevolent. Not everything out there is enlightened. And you got to develop your own inner sensitivity, your own BS meter, and use universal law. And just ask yourself, is this coming from love? Is this in service to humanity and the earth? Or is this self-serving? Is this coming from greed? Or there are beings out there that have an insatiable lust for power and wealth, and they're hooked up to some very dark entities. And although they exist within the whole, they're on a very low frequency, very low level of consciousness in the unified field. So you get a choice, but their choice is a downward spiral. It's collapsing. And so basically, again, we need to drop into the heart and ask ourselves, is this coming from love? Is this serving others? Is this serving humanity and the earth? Is this liberating humanity and the earth? And go from there. And or is this just, is this my little see me, dig me walk to get the attention and notoriety I never got when I was a kid? So anyway, a lot of that going on right now. Another thing too I wanted to say is that there are so many people, they're in their pain body right now. Like, all their shit's coming up, and trying to use logic and work through this stuff just doesn't work, because you can't use logic on the pain body. And until they're ready to really look at things, unemotionally, look at things logically, like with the Buddha mind, the fresh mind, no preconceived ideas, no wounds and traumas from past experiences coming into it. Until they're ready to look from that mind, they're not going to see what's really going on, because really what's happening is they're operating from their pain body. And then you have two pain bodies come together, and it's like, nah, 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 nah. And that's what's happening. Everything's coming up right now. And so it's really good idea right now. Just take a little space, get out in nature, allow people their process, and drop into that unconditional love. And it doesn't mean, being a Christ doesn't mean being a doorman. It doesn't mean that you have to put up or be a whipping post for things. That's been my thing. I've had a trouble setting boundaries. And a lot of times I would get gaslit, and I try to help people, and I'd be suckered into helping people that are really manipulators and have huge senses of entitlement and things like that. And I just go, wow. Because it was outside of my reality, I didn't think people could actually do those things. A lot of Pleiadians and high level beings, when they incarnate on Earth, they just can't. They can't comprehend that people would actually lie or manipulate or steal, or that's not part of their narrative, and it's very hard for them. They need to get street smart when they're here on Earth, and so a lot of people are. And Pleiadians have a really hard time with that, and And so we're getting a lot of street smarts right now. Anyway, meanwhile, the Schumann resonance is spiking off the chart. The sun is blasting us with massive coronal holes. People are losing it. Severe weather and a major increase in earthquake and volcanic activity is happening globally. I mean, Africa is literally tearing in two right now. So let's not forget the toxic chemtrails and the new phenomena, unnatural fog forcing people indoors with serious adverse health effects. And so my question is, are we in end time madness yet? Is it bad enough? Are we going to continue in denial, listening to the lies and deceptions from CNN, MSNBC? You know, I don't know how they continue their false demonic driven narratives. You know, the woke is a joke. It's a real bad joke. And actually, it is hilarious watching them scream and cry for no reason whatsoever, just social engineering, unjustified tears. You know, I see them saying Trump is going to kill us all. I watch these meltdowns and I go, funny that, you know, what happened the last 4 year term he was in office? I don't think he killed, you know, any transgenders, any woke, any LGBTQ people or T or whatever the other initials are. You know, I don't think he, you know, I'm pretty sure he didn't kill anybody. So this is a false fear. You know, no one, nobody, nothing, you know, and the other side, I think, did kill a lot of people and they arrested a lot of people and they falsely accused a lot of people. So anything, you know, I think it's not the woke that need to fear. You know, they lately it's been the people that have a high level of integrity and morality are the ones that should be in fear. Not saying they should be, but those are the ones that have been attacked. Anyway, so you might want to listen to the story of the eagle and the rabbit, where the rabbit screamed and screamed and carried on about the eagle until the eagle finally saw it. You know, eventually people get tired of being judged, screamed at, attacked, you know, and, you know, some people are eventually going to say enough. And it's kind of like the last election, you know, the masses said enough. Enough of the nonsense, you know, we're getting back to basics. So for the condensed version of what is happening is the drones were ours, some were UFOs, some were back in engineered ARVs, alien reproduction vehicles, for those of you that don't believe UFOs exist or they aren't back engineered. Why do they call them ARVs, alien reproduction vehicles? The fog is a new improved chemtrails. The vaccines are not vaccines. They're experimental injections implemented by the global elite in their depopulation agenda, having adverse side effects, blood clots, myocarditis, including death. They're detrimental and unnecessary for children. We are being forced vaccinated by Gates and the chemtrails, according to whistleblower pilots, and mRNA is now showing up in meat, tomatoes, and other food. Smucker Turd, who was also experimentally injecting deer, if the you know, if the censorship and demonetizing and deplatforming was not bad enough, I mean, they're out there. These hunters go, I'm gonna get my wild organic meat out there. Well, they're actually injecting deer. I want to look into that. So Trump is draining the swamp with his X-Men and women, a bunch of badass hotties rescuing our eyes from men with bad lipstick and dresses, you know, so we are in for a wild ride. Plenty of popcorn, buy a few chickens, turn your land into a food bank and get a good source of pure water. And by the way, for those who, I like this, I always say believe, this is unspiritual. And I always put B-E-L-I-E-V-E. There's always a line, believe. So for those that believe this is unspiritual, enlightenment means to be in knowledge of both sides of the coin, good, bad, and the gray area in between. And denial is not spiritual. And so I actually listen to and act on my own advice, you know, leading by example. You know, what a novel idea. So basically, you know, everywhere I live is a food bank. You know, it's become a food bank. So and look what I just found walking through the coffee field. Wild chickens everywhere here in Hawaii. No egg shortage here. All you got to do is walk around. Anyway, on that note, have a great evening and keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and we'll get through these times and be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and take care of yourself on every level. On that note, have a good evening. Good night.
But, you know, we have one stat that I quote, the autism stat, and you hear different numbers, but it's thousands. They say between 10 and 20,000. So if you go back 15 years ago, we had like nobody. It was one in 20,000. Now we have one in 34. Is that right? 34. So 34 or 36 kids have autism. And if you go back, I guess 18 years, that whenever that was done, it was one in 20,000. So we got from 20,000 to 34, 36. That's unbelievable. So there's something wrong. There's something wrong. We've done something wrong. There's something, you're going to figure it out. Maybe it's a spray that we spray all over the place that nobody else does. Other countries don't. The Pennsylvania Dutch, they don't do anything, and they're amazingly healthy. And
Thank you.